recently been alerted by someone who said a relative of theirs had claimed to have killed someone. It's understood Mr. Knott may have been dead for a number of days before his body was found. A man aged in his 40s was arrested and questioned by Gardaí. He's now due before Naas District Court this morning.
Ministers are to discuss introducing tougher sentencing for knife crime today. Minister for Justice Helen McEntee will bring proposals to increase the maximum sentence for serious knife offences from 5 to 7 years. Cabinet's also expected to agree to postpone the planned patents referendum due to be held on June 7th amid concerns about the time left to campaign on the issue. Also on the agenda will be plans to extend the lease of City West Hotel for another year to house refugees and to allow pharmacists extend prescriptions in certain circumstances. Israel's war cabinet's meeting again to discuss how best to respond to drone attacks from Iran. It's understood they've delayed their planned ground offensive in Rafah in southern Gaza while they weigh up what to do next. Western allies, including the UK, have urged restraint to avoid escalation in the Middle East, but Israeli Defence Forces spokesperson Daniel Hagari has vowed to take action.
We are still on high alert and assessing the situation. Over the last few hours, we approved operational plans for both offensive and defensive action.
Returning home, young people are skipping meals, worried about housing, and feel emigration is their only course of action amongst the key findings in a National Youth Council of Ireland report, which shows half of 18 to 29-year-olds suffer from low mental well-being amid issues around housing and the cost of living. 22% had skipped meals to save money, with some facing rent rises of up to 30%. Paul Gordon is from the NYCI.
We are increasingly hearing more from young people who are considering emigration, and this report shows that one in five did either seriously consider or put in place plans to emigrate in the past year as a result of the high costs they face in Ireland.
That's your news for now.
Menopause can be a challenging time of life. I'm Lorraine Keane, and I choose Irish supplement Clemarine Menamin because it's Ireland's number one clinically proven peri and menopause supplement for daily nutritional support. Trusted by thousands of Irish women for over 10 years, Menamin contains omega-3 DHA to support brain health and vitamin B6, which contributes to the regulation of hormonal activity, and all in just 2 capsules a day. Ask for Menamin at health stores and pharmacies and learn more at cleanmarine.ie.
Radio Nova.
Sport with Peak Windows and Doors. Your home, our pride. Now open Sundays. Peakwindows.ie.
The Chelsea boss Mauricio Pochettino has blasted the attitude of some of his players despite their 6-0 rout of a hapless Everton at Stamford Bridge in the Premier League last night, as two players, Nicholas Jackson and Noni Madueke, bickered on the pitch about a late penalty which was eventually converted by the rampantly informed Cole Palmer. Palmer with the perfect early hat-trick inside half an hour, left foot, right foot and a header and the late penalty. And he says, despite the bickering, they're all friends now.
We're just trying to show everyone what's to take responsibility and stuff like that. You know, maybe it was a bit over the top, the arguing and stuff, but everyone just wants to win, help. So, yeah, it's nothing major. We're laughing and joking about it.
Here at home, Bohemians up to third in the SSE Electricity League Premier Division, courtesy of a 1-0 win over rock bottom Dundalk at Dalyman Park last night. The Champions League semi-finalists, the first two, will be known at least tonight, where Borussia Dortmund must come from 2-1 down at home to Atletico Madrid at the Westfalenstadion. Barcelona defending a 3-2 lead over Kylian Mbappe's Paris Saint-Germain, both games at 8 o'clock. The Irish women's cricket team begin preparations for the T20 World Cup qualifiers in Dubai. They face Thailand from 11 o'clock our time this morning. In two Leinster football quarterfinals at under 20 this evening, Ashburn, the venue, is Meath, take on Laois, while Darver hosts the Clash of Louth and Wicklow both at 7:30.
Radio Nova weather.
With quotedevil.ie.
For car insurance, van insurance or home insurance, call the Quote Devil. Unless, of course, you've got money to burn.
The Quote Devil's always got one hell of a quote.
Quote Devil Limited is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Quite a cool day in the offing today. Some scattered showers and sunny spells breaking through. Light to moderate breezes, temperatures 11 to 12 degrees Celsius. You're up to date on the home of the Nova Noise with the clue a day to win over 13K from 7:30. Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
Now, the serial messing continues.
With PJ Gallagher and Jim McCabe on Radio Nova's Morning Glory.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing,
we will rock you. We will rock you.
a big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place. Somebody better put your bag into your place.
PJ and Jim.
Only on Radio Nova. Seriously addictive. Nova.
There was a want in
Radio Nova.
The all-new Nova app has landed.
And this thing is pimped.
It's still got all the essentials you love, like our highest quality live stream,
giving you Radio Nova on the go.
Up-to-the-minute headlines and entertainment news.
And one-click access to our digital channels like Nova 80s, Nova Chill, and Nova Classic Rock.
But now, there's even more to love. You can record a message and send it straight to the studio.
Set an alarm to wake up with Nova every morning.
And connect as you drive with Apple CarPlay to get seriously addictive Nova music wherever the road takes you. The all-new Nova app.
Get it now in your app store.
Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why.
The EuroMillions jackpot is an estimated 105 million euro. Play responsibly in-store, in-app or at lottery.ie. The National Lottery. It could be you.
Discover the bite of your life with Deliveroo. It's been under your nose this whole time. But where? Just around the corner, getting dished up into a bucket of crispy golden goodness. Or at that super secret burger place, serving mouthfuls of meaty miracles. We leave no menu unturned, no noodle unslurped. That bite could be anywhere. Oh wait, here it is. Order the best of your neighbourhood. Deliveroo. It's all on your doorstep.
Why is everyone so excited? Because the private sale at Kildare Village is back, with up to 20% off participating brands on top of the usual exceptional savings. You've got to get excited about that. Simply become a member at kildarevillage.com for the private sale. Starts Thursday at Kildare Village. See terms and conditions at kildarevillage.com.
Charge into summer with TUI. Secure your holiday today with savings for families and adults flying from Dublin, Cork and Shannon. Holiday sorted. TUI, live happy.
Ah, but what about...
Still €14 a user? Just go to iptelecom.ie. That'll explain it.
Essentials by IP Telecom. Go to iptelecom.ie.
Life feels better when your boiler runs smoothly. That's why Venture Home Heating and Services offer a 24/7 emergency call-out for central heating and plumbing repairs. Your RGI registered gas engineers have over 25 years' experience in servicing gas and oil boilers. And if you're looking to upgrade to a new energy-efficient gas boiler, we can supply and install a new Weissmann boiler starting from €2,200 plus VAT with a 10-year warranty. Venture Home Heating and Services. See vhhs.ie.
When you've junk you need to move, clear or shift, think Swift. Because Swift Skip is the reliable and efficient family-run company that can handle all your rubbish. Whether you're clearing a small room, a whole house, or a business, Swift Skip have a range of skip sizes that can handle the job. And they offer a junk removal service and weight and load system too. So don't just move, clear or shift it. Swift Skip it. Hire a skip now at swiftskip.ie.
Need a mattress? Need it quick? Get it now from me, Mattress Mick. Shop in-store or online at mattressmick.ie. Cheers!
Sure, skipping a bus fare might not feel like it makes that much of a difference. But would you rather pay this correct fare or that €100 fine? Hold on to this ticket or have that awkward conversation with the inspector. Get off at this stop or stay past your limit and face that getting caught out feeling. We didn't think so. So make the right decision and pay the right bus fare. It's that simple. This message is brought to you by Dublin Bus, Bus Éireann and Go Ahead Ireland, part of the Transport for Ireland network. For more, visit transportforireland.ie.
This is Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ Gallagher and Jim McCabe.
Got your smarty pants on? Then call 440-4100 now to play the Nova Know-It-All and win.
And we announced yesterday, of course, the gig itself was announced yesterday. Duff McKagan, the Guns N' Roses legend, is going to be playing the Academy on Monday 30th. Of September. Tickets aren't even on sale at the moment. They will go on sale this coming Friday from Ticketmaster.ie. Of course, we have four of them for you to win. You and three friends could be there. It is Duff McKagan, a special guest. We better stop saying that special guests may or may not be Marty Miller, because apparently Garrett and Limerick fell for it yesterday, thinking that, you know, Marty was going to be performing with him.
Well, it's not to fall for. He still may or may not be there at all.
Yeah, I mean, they are good friends. You know, Duff McKagan and Marty Miller are pals. You know, they correspond or whatever.
They're in a WhatsApp group called I Hate Axl Rose.
So look, you know, okay. in fairness, Marty might have been the surprise special guest. That's
he
all
he certainly would have been the surprise, all right.
To everybody.
So, yeah, to everybody, including Duff McKagan.
Only five to beat, by the way.
Five to beat. So six or more and you're laughing if you give us a ring and you want to play. You can do that now, actually. 444-0-4-100.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too. And it's a long living in Reseda, there's a freeway running through the yard. And I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. All the vampires walking through the valley move west down Ventura Boulevard. And all the bad boys are standing in the shadow, and the good girls are home with broken hearts.
Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
Now it's time for the Nova Know-It-All. Your chance to show off your smart.
Now, Shane was in with us yesterday. Well, not in with us. He was on with us yesterday. He got a score of 5 to start off the week. That's what you're trying to beat. If you want to get your hands on these tickets for you and three friends to go along and see Guns N' Roses legend Duff McKagan with special guests at the Academy on Monday, 30th of September. Tickets not on sale yet. This coming Friday, of course. Ticketmaster.ie, but you can win them with us before all of that.
Yeah, you absolutely can. So 6 is what we're looking for, or more. probably a little bit more maybe for the end of the week. But Glenn has, or not Glenn, I beg your pardon, Glenn is going to play this morning. How are you, Glenn?
What was the first thing you were going to say?
I was going to say Glenn already has five, but you haven't, sure you haven't even started yet.
Well, I'll tell you, Glenn is so confident he already has five.
Okay.
We haven't started yet, and in Glenn's, of course I have that.
Let's do this.
I mean, we're literally going to, I mean, five.
Glenn. No problem.
Glenn scoffs at your five, PJ. What's the story with you, Glenn? What are you up to today?
Miscellaneous nothing.
Miscellaneous nothing. I like it.
I love that. I love a day like that now, to be honest.
Are you getting any sort of decent weather? Where are you, by the way?
Newmarket, Dorgas and Clare.
Okay, and is the weather good?
It is. Sunshine and all.
Happy days. Happy days.
So maybe pitch and put later.
I like the idea of miscellaneous nothing on a sunny day, I have to confess. Right, Glenn, listen, the very best...
Anything that ends with nothing, we're big fans of. I'll be honest, that's true.
Very true. Right, 60 seconds on the clock, Glenn. We need six minimum or more, as PJ said. Probably a few more if you want to try and hang on in there for the rest of the week. But 60 seconds on the clock. Here we go.
What character from The Dandy can lift a cow with one arm?
Desperate Dan.
In retail, what colour describes the day after Thanksgiving?
Black.
The Mulsanne Straight is part of what motor racing circuit?
The Nürburgring.
Le Mans, what instrument did Nick Mason play in Pink Floyd?
The bass guitar.
Drums, the Bolognese dog breed originated in what country?
Italy.
Mr. Stampy Cat has over 6 billion views on what website?
YouTube.
The video game Jedi Outcast is part of what franchise?
Star Wars.
Torino is the Italian name for what city?
Turin.
What calendar has a dog following a rooster?
What
calendar has a dog following a rooster?
Don't know.
A Chinese calendar. Canada's Vancouver Island is located in what ocean?
Pacific.
The English market is in what Irish city?
Cork.
It is Cork. Yes. Oh. Tell you something, that... The rooster one nearly caught me out and I was literally reading it, so that was tricky.
I don't know what you're on about.
No, I know, neither did I, and I was literally reading it, but I think you've done enough, to be honest. I think so. Anyway, Glenn.
It certainly sounded like it did anyway. So we needed, what, six? We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Eight, so that's a great score. And in fairness, no one's ever heard of a Bolognese dog, and you still got it right.
That's true, actually. Yeah, Bolognese.
Bolognese, part Bologna. Why not?
Yeah, absolutely. I guess so, yeah.
Right, well, listen, Glenn, you did enough. You did enough, no question about it. 8 is your score, so you're now currently top of the leaderboard. And as you say, well, still, yeah, you're right, I suppose a few days to play, but still, 8's not a bad score,
it's a good
Glenn.
Good score, yeah.
Not bad at all. Listen, good talk to you.
On Friday, no?
Enjoy your miscellaneous nothing today.
I will.
Right, cheers, man. Take care of yourself.
Have
cheers.
A good one, Glenn. Take
bye-bye
care.
Bye-bye now. Right, so let's see if anybody can top that 8 now, the score that you're chasing on the Nova Know-It-All. Duff McKagan plus special guests at the Academy Monday, 30th of September.
Morning Glory.
Seriously addictive breakfast. Weekdays 6 to 10 with PJ Gallagher and Jim McCabe.
On Radio Nova. From your house to our house and across the counties, Casa Nova is Radio Nova's community notice board. Tell us about the events and initiatives going on in your neighbourhood and we'll get it on air for everyone to hear. A club fundraiser. A school fete. Whatever your event, we'll help you spread the word across Dublin, Kildare, Meath and Wicklow. Just email the details to community@nova.ie or drop us a voice message on the Radio Nova app. Casa Nova, supported by Comisión na Mian. On the seriously helpful, seriously addictive Radio Nova.
The RTE Concert Orchestra performing the songs of Leonard Cohen. Live at Three Arena Dublin, Saturday, September 21st. Conducted by Gavin Maloney and featuring some very special guest vocalists. Tickets from €59 subject to fees are on sale Friday, April 19th at 9 a.m. Brought to you by Singular Artists.
Charge into summer with TUI. Choose from a beach cruise or city break or Mexico flying direct from Dublin. Holiday sorted. TUI, live happy.
Ah, but what about...
Still €14 a user. Just go to iptelecom.ie. That'll explain it.
Essentials by IP Telecom. Go to iptelecom.ie.
Our grandfather founded Stafford's Funeral Homes in 1953. Generations later, the people we've met and the lives we've helped to celebrate continue to be our inspiration. That's why Stafford's now have some of the most comfortable facilities in Ireland and provide more choice and control for families. Inspired by our grandfather, Tom Stafford, We are proud to serve our community with the highest standards of funeral care. Stafford's. Trust our family to take care of yours.
Life feels better when your boiler runs smoothly. That's why Venture Home Heating and Services offer a 24/7 emergency call-out for central heating and plumbing repairs. Your RGI registered gas engineers have over 25 years' experience in servicing gas and oil boilers. And if you're looking to upgrade to a new energy-efficient gas boiler, we can supply and install a new Weissmann boiler starting from €2,200 plus VAT with a 10-year warranty. Venture Home Heating and Services. See vhhs.ie.
Add a splash of colour to your home at Urban Plant Life Dublin. As well as beautiful plants for the outdoors, we've a stunning range of indoor plants too. Plus trees, shrubs, artificial plants, compost, gifts, tools, pots, accessories. Urban Plant Life also offers short and long-term plant rental for instant colour in your offices or stunning centrepieces at your events. You'll find Dublin's only city centre garden centre on Cork Street, or you can shop online for nationwide delivery at plantlife.ie.
And we're back
with PJ Gallagher and Jim McCabe.
And seriously addictive music at breakfast on Radio Nova's Morning Glory.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at
InsureMyVan.ie.
Forgive me if I act a little strange, for I know not what I do. Feels like lightning running through my veins every time I look at you. Every time I me out here, all my words are falling short, and there's so much I want to say. Want to tell you just how good it feels when you look at me that way. When you look at me. Throw a stone and watch the ripples flow, moving out across the bay. So miss you. Forgive me if I act
acting living strange. For I know not what I did. Feels like lightning running through my veins. Every time I look at you. Every time I look at you. Every time I look at you. Every time I look at you.
Radio Nova with PJ and Jim. It is Morning Glory with InsureMyVan.ie, your low-cost van insurance specialists trusted by van drivers nationwide. InsureMyVan.ie. David Gray, please forgive me. A couple of traffic information bits. Somebody saying it's solid traffic from Junction 15 northbound on the M50. That could be still that problem at Talla, couldn't it?
It might be,
it was an accident and a breakdown, I think.
Yeah, it was a bad one there earlier, yeah.
So it could be that. Solid traffic, apparently, from Junction 15, northbound on the M50. And Sam via John, I suppose, has let us know there's been a crash between a Lewis and a car on Queen Street in the city, so that'll cause some problems. 087-1818-100 if you want to give us a shout. Thanks for that. You probably are aware of the fact, or maybe you're not, but anyway, there was a big move on for nightclubs in Ireland, right, to kind of join in with the more European aspect.
Yeah.
That, you know, people who are in that sort of clubbing world kind of felt that it was a bit ridiculous. The clubs here used to close at sort of, what was it, 2 in the morning or something, or whatever was the... I can't remember what the official one was, but...
Yeah, well...
You know, whereas in you know, Europe, a lot of European clubs, they go right through till 6 and 7 in the morning.
Whatever it is, yeah.
You know what I mean? And like, kind of, you know, that the young people were going out later and they wanted to kind of
they
have that option.
They wanted to have the option,
didn't
yeah.
want to have closing times.
And not all be flooding the streets at the same times and everything.
So that was the main push of those who were in that sort of clubbing world.
But now it's gone the other way. And I mean completely the other way. There's a new club that has just been launched in Cork. In, you know, Cypress Hill, I think it's called, wasn't it? That we used to do
the great, it's a music venue. Lots of great bands play there,
Cypress Avenue, not Cypress Hill.
Cypress Avenue, yeah.
Cypress Avenue, yeah. Well, they've started a nightclub that's purely for people over 30. And you will have to show ID on the way in case any people who are 29 or some such whippersnappers try to sneak in.
Because that's exactly what young people would like to do, wouldn't they? To go in and hang out with the older folk.
Isn't it, yeah.
Mind you, 30's a bit... That's a you know,
over
you know what
30s
I mean?
Only, yeah.
So over 30s now classified as a...
Yeah, yeah. Don't worry about it.
Wow.
If you're over 30, don't worry about it if you get in. And don't worry about all the childcare issues or anything because the nightclub starts at 6 and it closes at 10. So it's a very specific sort of thing.
Have you home and all by midnight, you'll be grand.
And your man that runs the place, he's saying, don't worry about it, no, we'll have the place totally blacked out. It'll feel like it's nighttime.
Brilliant.
So it'll feel like nighttime, is what they're saying. And he says, it'll be exactly like the 80s and 90s. There'll be confetti cannons and it'll be really dark and there'll be glow sticks and all that music. And
confetti cannons?
Yeah, yeah. He's saying, yeah.
Wow.
And he's there. It'll be great, crack. You won't have to worry about it. You'll be able to go home and the kids will all still be awake.
6 o'clock. That must be the only nightclub where after coming out of it, when it's finished, you could turn around and say to somebody, do you want to go for a pint?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that was great.
Yeah. Same as a shout to finish now. You want to go for a pint?
Yeah, it's gas in, so 6,
six
till 10.
6 to 10.
Over 30s only. It's going to be just like the 80s and 90s relived Confetti and all stuff you haven't seen. I haven't seen confetti since 1979.
I'm more intrigued by the fact they've gone over 30s. If you'd have said 40s or maybe 50s, that would, it all suddenly would have started making sense.
Making sense.
I'm sure there's a few 30-year-old or 30-odd-year-olds out there going, hey, excuse me, I can still go with the best of them.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to go. Yeah, wait a minute. I don't need to catch the second last bus home. You know what I mean?
That really is, isn't it? Get out of 10 just to make sure that you'll definitely get your bus.
You'll miss the rush.
Yeah, but you'll definitely get your bus. Like, even if you did miss your second last one, you know, at least
it's
the last one.
And there'll be no queue at the chipper.
That's true.
That'll be a big thing.
Because the young people will still be in pubs and everything.
Yeah, the young people won't be half cut. You'll be able to get home and feel safe, you know. You know.
Wow.
And if you play
six
your cards
to 10
right,
is it? I mean, had it
you
been...
You get home before the 9 o'clock news if you play your cards right.
Well, that's true. I suppose you could leave early.
Get in there for six, a like, couple of hours partying.
If you weren't asked up to dance... Yeah. You might make it home for the 9 o'clock news.
Exactly, the 9 o'clock news.
There was nobody there, Elise.
You'd be sitting there watching the 9 o'clock news with a bag of chips in your pyjamas with confetti in your hair. Nobody would even know what was happening.
And your glow stick still under your arm.
Your glow stick still under your arm. Is that a glow stick in your pocket? It certainly is. And I've a bag of chips in the other one. And I'll tell you something, it was the best night I ever had.
It'll turn out to be huge, right? Let's tell you.
I think
it'll
so. It's actually a great
and
idea.
And you know what'll end up happening? I know you were joking about it at the start, but it's actually, I guarantee you, people under 30 will want to be there. They'll actually get sort of an ironic crack out of it.
Yeah, imagine.
Slagging off.
It'd be like the 80s again. You'd be standing there at the bouncer. Well, what was your date about? 18 to the 40.
Trying to add years.
97. Get out of here. What's your star sign?
Whippersnapper.
Remember where the bouncer go? What's your star sign? Are you Capricorn? Ah, that's not the right one. As if he'd know.
You're telling me lies.
Yeah.
You have a bang of Sagittarius off you if ever saw one.
Get your Aquarius head out of my nightclub. Don't belong here.
You say I love you, boy. I know you lie. I trust you all the same. I don't know why. To hide.
into seriously addictive music from the Radio Nova Vinyl Vault.
With therecordhub.com, your local online vinyl store. 100% Irish and direct to your door.
Radio Nova with PJ and Jim, Jumpin' Jack Flash from the Rolling Stones. 9:45, morning to you folks. It looks as though that that Lewis problem is a biggie. Dublin Live have been on to us just to say that there's major Lewis delays after that problem. It's a van basically smashed into a tram. I think it was Queen Street, did we say earlier on?
Yeah.
That's where it happened. So that could be causing some problems there. By the way, can I just mention, Dublin Live have been on to us earlier on as well, which I think is great. To say that the headline was "Expert forecasts hottest days of the year for Dublin." Now that's fair enough. You get those headlines a lot.
Ridiculous.
But the weird thing about it is it's April.
Yeah.
Just mean, and it's of the year.
Of the year.
So there's a fair chance that when we get to July or August, there might be a hotter one. Just mean
I.
Hottest day of the year.
You'd have to imagine July will have one. That'll like, beat us, yeah.
Generally speaking, normally, under normal circumstances, the closer you get to the summer...
This is getting stupid now. This is actually getting stupid. It's starting to get annoying. you know, people are getting so optimistic because it's been such a bleary, dreary month that yeah. they're now saying April is going to have the best day
like
of the
hottest,
year.
But, I mean,
and,
hottest
and
day of the year.
And they're still saying it's not going to be warm.
If you did get the hottest day of the year in April, it's going to turn out to be a pretty rubbish year, isn't it?
Of course it is.
May, June, July and August listen, that's are lower just, than April.
It's literally not true and completely unpredictable. It's ridiculous.
Anyway, listen, as PJ often says, right, it's a well-worn phrase of PJ's to say that no good deed goes unpunished.
Oh, you can't do anything right, some people.
And it turns out that... turns out that it's happened again, this time for none other than Peter Andre.
Yeah, Peter Andre, the poor fella, he's always trying to do the right thing. He's one of those people, isn't he? Mm. He's a good lad, well-intended, wears his heart on his sleeve and thinks if I'm just who I am, people won't slag me.
Yeah.
And all he ever does is get slagged off.
Yeah, it's weird because you do sense that he probably, his heart's in the right place. There's nothing cynical about him. He's just, he's like, he's bordering on gullible or naive or whatever.
He is, So we heard the story this week, right, of a woman called Leanne Fraser. Now, Leanne Fraser, she had a traumatic experience with an anaesthetic during a C-section, right? And she wasn't able to speak for 2 years. She wasn't able to speak properly, lost her voice. And that's pretty tragic. And then Peter Andre was relayed this news that she was in her home or she was in a clinic or whatever. And Mysterious Girl, his music, his song was playing. And she started to, you know, relay the song to herself in her head. And then she said the words of the song. She sort of sang the song.
Right.
She didn't stutter for the first time in 2 years. And now she started getting her speech back. And the story was amazing, right?
Mm.
And Peter Andre was so touched that he said, find her, find Leanne. I want to do something for her. I want to do something nice for her. She's made my day so special. I want to do something to make her day special as well.
Yeah.
So he said the story.
That's the good, that's the sort of good part of it.
Yeah. So he said the story.
It goes out into the world.
And he says, no way. She spoke when she heard Peter Andre's music. That's incredible. I wonder what she said. Probably shut that stuff up. Oh my God. I can't turn that off. Bloody hell, I can't think anymore.
That's all. The whole thing has turned into a sort of a viral meme thing. People speculating as to what her words were when she heard music.
Has she not suffered enough listening to you already, Peter? Leave her alone. This is what's happened. The poor lad.
Most people assumed that her opening words were, for God's sake, will you turn that off?
Yeah, yeah, anything. God, I haven't said a word for 2 years, but I have to say, shut up. Turn off that music. Like, this is the fella.
It's online, at least. It's totally backfired on him.
Everything he does backfires. Earlier on in the year, he got panned because he tried to sympathise with his pregnant girlfriend by cellophaning a watermelon onto his belly.
two melons, as
if they were boobs.
That is incredible.
And he wanted to take a picture to show how hard it is for women. And he went through all the sort of things, tried to do everything a woman has to
do. He has, like, cling film.
Yeah.
Wrapped around himself with a melon over his stomach and two... Or, sorry, a watermelon over his stomach and two...
Actual melons.
Honeydew melons.
Yeah, as boobs.
As boobs.
And he walked around there. He took pictures of himself trying to do the dishwasher.
Well intentioned. Was trying to say, look, I sympathise and I'm trying to understand. But I mean, he looks ridiculous.
He looks ridiculous.
And naturally enough, he got slammed
over. And
again,
everyone was saying, oh, it must be so hard to live with a pregnant Peter Andre. Imagine, like. Like, the poor fella. He literally can't do right from doing wrong.
I mean, he's the living embodiment of your expression. No good deed goes unpunished.
Yeah, no good deed. And the thing is, we haven't heard anything from Leanne Fraser yet, the woman involved in the centre of all this.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be gas if she actually did one? I hope she does meet him, actually. I was going to say something mean. There's nothing wrong.
Although, if her words, when she was told, listen, Peter Andre wants to meet you, if the next words out of her mouth were, tell him I'm not in.
Yeah. Imagine she did that. Like, what did you think when you spoke with her? I thought the only thing that could be possibly more traumatic than the initial experience was listening to Peter Andre's full album. I'd like to thank them.
Radio Nova. Seriously addictive.
So broken hearted, love wasn't much of a friend of mine.
Radio Nova with PJ and Jim Crane from Aerosmith is the final one from us. We got Marty on the way after 10 o'clock, of course. Another chance to play on the Nova Noise just after midday. We're going to get out of here.
Let's
do it. Sun is shining, PJ.
What a gorgeous day it is so far. Can't wait to see that ruined.
There, that's another one of those, you know, hottest day of the year so far. I tell you, highest temperatures of the day so far.
So far. Whoa, let's get it while it's at its peak. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning, Wednesday from 6.
Nova Drive with Pat Courtney.
Michael, no, not really. Michael was on 087-1818-100. He says, not sure if you're interested in golf. He says, the Masters app is very good. Michael, I'm interested when I'm playing it. People are interested to watch me playing it as well. I've never seen anything so bad. But anyway, to watch it, to watch golf just sends me running for the comfort of a coma.
Driving you home. Weekdays from 3 on Radio Nova.
With Honda. Self-charging, show-stopping, stand back and stare. Shh. It's the new Honda CR-V Hybrid. Visit Honda.ie.
Update, improve and love your home that little bit more with K&K Windows. Offering the latest styles, endless colors and innovative products. K&K Windows can give your home real wow factor. They make, sell and install energy efficient triple glazed windows, high spec doors, are conservatory conversion specialists and exclusive stockists of Resident 7 fully flush windows. See for yourself at their state of the art showroom or visit kkwindows.ie.
What do all these things have in common? Boats, caravans, cars, trailers, trucks, shipping containers, building machinery. Simple. When you're not using them, you need somewhere safe and affordable to store them. And that's where Robin Hill Storage come in. Our open yard storage site is a cost-effective way to securely store your stuff. We offer flexible contracts and 24/7 access. Irish businesses trust Robin Hill Storage. You should too. Get a free quote at robinhillstorage.com.
Electric Ireland Superhomes can help you achieve a cozier, healthier and more energy efficient home and one with less carbon emissions. They look after your home's retrofit from start to finish, including management of SEAI grants. Visit electricirelandsuperhomes.ie and start your journey to a superhome today. Grants offered are provided by the Government of Ireland through the SEAI.
Hello, my name is Mick. Mattress Mick, with a license to kill mattress prices. Come and spy on my amazing deals in store or online at mattressmick.ie.
Is that another bill?
Yep, car insurance. And it's gone up as well.
Right, here's the plan. First Ireland Car Insurance. Tony was raving about them. Great policy cover and benefits, he said. And when he called, he got a cheaper price on the spot.
And it takes a lot to please Tony. Here, give us your phone. I'm calling them right now.
First Ireland Car Insurance puts you first. See firstireland.ie. Acceptance criteria, terms and conditions apply. First Ireland Risk Management Limited, trading as First Ireland, First Ireland Finance, First Ireland Insurance and Drive First is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why.
The Euro Millions jackpot is an estimated 105 million euro.
Play responsibly in store, in app, or at lottery.ie.
The National Lottery. It could be you.
So, what's on the holiday wish list this year?
Incredible European destinations.
Oh, nice.
Thrilling excursions with expert guides.
Amazing.
Exceptional company.
Of course.